Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Among those lighting up the final night of the Republican National Convention at Fiserv Forum, it really was a celebration, you could say.
That's a long way from Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair. Like,
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Just about 12 minutes after 8 on Wisconsin's Morning News. As the Wisconsin delegation proudly waved their cheese heads in the air, former President Donald Trump thanked the city and the state for hosting this convention.
And a very special thank you to the extraordinary people of Milwaukee and the great state of... There they are. You are so easy to spot.
They all wore cheese heads from time to time. Mm-hmm. Mercure and Julia are taking credit for it on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
They're the ones.
It was their idea.
Yeah, they pushed it and they went out and got them.
Because no one else has ever thought of cheese heads for... All right. How'd we do? What went well? What did we learn? What will the legacy be for Milwaukee and for Southeast Wisconsin after hosting this event? Visit Milwaukee, critical in winning this convention, critical in staging this convention. The president and CEO, Peggy Williams-Smith, is live with us this morning. Peggy, I'm sure you're on, like, no sleep, so I do appreciate you being available to us today.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it.
So
my
let me
voice
start
is a little hoarse.
Yeah, let me start with that situation at the airport, which we hadn't planned for. Milwaukee, Michelin, airports around the world. So this isn't a Milwaukee problem, but or Milwaukee's fault, but it's happening here. Affected by this global ground stop due to computer issues this morning. Got tens of thousands of people trying to get out of town today. Is Visit in any way able to engage with any of these visitors here and help them through this?
We have not yet, no. I have not talked to anyone. I've actually not left my hotel room yet. So I'm not, I just saw it pop up on the news.
Yeah.
And I did see that Harold from the airport said to make sure you check before you think that it's canceled because it's only affecting certain airlines.
You know, and maybe we can get some folks to spend another day or two here.
Well, I'm watching the Today Show right now and Savannah's still broadcasting live from Milwaukee.
It's got to make you happy. Let's continue with how you will evaluate the success or any issues that you encountered over the last week or the run-up. You know, we talked about 50,000 visitors. We talked about $250 million economic impact. Will you study this now to see if that came to fruition?
Absolutely. We've already met with the host committee. We are working with Oxford Economics to put together an economic impact survey. It typically takes anywhere from, you know, maybe 90 days to put it together, and we'll begin to look at what was spent here and how it affected the economy.
Is there any way to know just immediately as far as happiness among some of the local business owners? We had heard that the RNC was even trying to remind delegates, hey, you know what, go peruse the city, check out some of the other areas, just because so many of them had been shuttling either from hotel to convention or eating on site or whatever they were doing. They were just didn't seem to be hitting some of the restaurants.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same with any convention. You don't know where they're going to choose to go. Starting tomorrow, Northwestern Mutual comes in, and they have their favorite restaurants that they hit every single time they come in. So I've heard from several business owners that this was the best week they've had. I've heard from business owners who called me and said they were 20% down. This is a long game. It's not just these 5 days. This convention has created economic impact starting over 18 months ago. So it wasn't these 4 days alone that we're looking at, because that doesn't show or paint the entire picture. We hosted the debate last year where, you know, we had thousands of people coming in, 5,000 journalists. We had 15 to, well, I've heard 30,000 credentialed journalists that were at the RNC this year. That's people walking around the street, maybe not all on the convention floor, people who are asking questions about Milwaukee, learning about Milwaukee and talking about Milwaukee on their local news, which exposes to people who may have never seen Milwaukee.
Talking with President and CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith. Peggy, what were the personal interactions that you were able to have with people from outside our area? I'm curious what they told you, what they wanted to know, and what their Milwaukee story was.
I heard just that our people are so friendly and so welcoming, and that made this different from other conventions they attended. Everyone from on the convention floor, meeting the original site selection committee that came here that has been working on this for the last 3 years, to hear their stories from their delegations and how happy they were. You know, I think one of the biggest fears was transportation. And it didn't, you know, the first day it seemed to have a few glitches. But after that, people got here quickly, safely, and were able to enjoy the city.
Speaking of transportation, what happens now? I know that there's still some barricades up. I know Vince has noticed some, too, this morning. Obviously, that wasn't going to disappear overnight, but is there a plan on how quickly some of the roads will be cleared?
I was told by end of day today they should be cleared.
Boy, talk about no break either, Peggy. We're just rolling into more stuff happening this week. And you mentioned Northwestern Mutual and their annual deal. You've got Harley-Davidson, which has now made homecoming an annual event coming in next week. Milwaukee Air and Water Show. Like, no rest
here
for any of you folks over there. Let's go.
Well, I mean, that's what this is. This just shows we're a big city. We can handle multiple things and move from one to another. And we have German Fest next weekend, too.
Are there specific events, Peggy, that you will now target and say, look at what we did here, whether it's another Major League Baseball All-Star game, whether it's the NBA draft? Are there things, can you tell us anything specifically in terms of events that you will go out and say, look what we did, bring this to Milwaukee?
Well, we've been doing that. We started when we secured the DNC. So we'll just continue, and now we'll be able to say that we executed a convention, which is going to be better for us. There's really nothing we won't go after unless it requires a football stadium. That's the only thing we can't really go after.
Because we don't have one, right? Okay.
Correct. Yes. And with winterizing of American Family Field, there are more events that we'll be able to bring to Milwaukee in the off season in that stadium.
Anything that you think we could have done better? What did you learn from the week? Now, as you said, you planned the DNC. It largely didn't come to fruition due to COVID. You planned this event, but then you executed it over the last week. Anything you learned or thought we could do better?
I mean, I wish more businesses would have been downtown. People downtown from Milwaukee. I mean, we had a huge contingent of volunteers who were able to talk to people. And there were some businesses, I mean, I ran into people that did come down to work because they wanted to experience what was happening down here. But it would have been nice to have more people here who were living here and working here.
You know, I would agree with you. We now that we have the experience that we do as local radio hosts and folks that people listen to, I wouldn't have known had we not done it. But I think we could have done better on the messaging of downtown is not inaccessible.
Right.
You know, like you can get here if you have a plan, take a rideshare or whatever. If you can get here, there are things to see and do in and around the area. Yeah. And I think sort of the message that people got was, hey, you don't want to come down there if you don't have to. And many businesses told people to work remote.
Yeah. I mean, the messaging from the beginning from us was don't work from home. Come downtown. Mm-hmm. Show how vibrant the city is. And I do wish that we would have been able to do that because it was the first day there were lines, but there's lines the first day of anything. But by the second day, you could zip down here, park your car. You could park your car downtown. You just couldn't park around the Pfister or around the convention center and Pfister Forum.
Yeah, we started talking about it, Peggy, because I had a buddy text me and ask me. He's like, hey, I'd like to come down and just kind of see the spectacle. What do you think? And I was like, absolutely.
We got room for
you. Yeah, get on down there. So luckily, we were able to get a couple.
Yeah, I mean, just to even walk around and see the way that they put the fencing together, the and watching on TV, I mean, that stage was so fantastic, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The setup was phenomenal. Do you have a bet? How should I phrase this? Best party you went to, like coolest thing where you looked around and you're like, I can't believe I'm here.
You know what? I did not go to many of the parties. I talked to people who did go to the parties. I went out and supported the local businesses. But I went by, I heard the Southern Governors event at AmFam Field was fantastic. I heard that, I think it was Florida, did an event at the Marcus Performing Arts Center, which was, I walked by the tent and it was incredible looking. There were parties, so many parties every single night.
Anybody famous that you met that you were like, it's cool I met this person?
A lot of politicians that I was sitting next to or standing next to or spoke to me. It was just an incredible experience to be down here and watch the political process unfold and know that it was happening here in Milwaukee. My husband was giving me updates from home. Peggy, they're making Milwaukee look so good here. I've got this recorded for you. So I can't wait to go back and look at it. The times I was able to watch TV from my office, just every single station in Milwaukee, in beautiful Milwaukee, drone shot, skyline shot, just we couldn't spend enough money to advertise our city the way it was advertised this week.
President and CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith. Peggy is
congratulations.
A person who gets goosebumps when I see our skyline shot on a network somewhere and think, oh, there we are. Congratulations and really great work, not only securing this convention, but executing it overall in a very amazing fashion. Eric and I heard rave reviews from our fellow colleagues in the media,
yes,
as well as anybody we bumped into.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. 8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. You know something? When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title.
I like AC/DC and ZZ Top.
Kid Rock, and yes, Hulk Hogan, among those lighting up the final night of the Republican National Convention at Fiserv Forum. It really was a celebration, you could say.
That's a long way from Clint Eastwood talking to an empty chair. Like, the Republicans definitely stepped up the party aspect of the convention.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, it's funny you say that. Like, you say what you want about Donald Trump, and I know a lot of people have a lot of different thoughts about the man and the presidential candidate, but knows how to put on a show. I mean, that's one of the things that he knows how to do, and it started early on with a lot of different speakers. Now, hours before the speech, the floor was already hot. There's people down there. It was busy. All the delegates were down there. Guests were down there. Greg Matzik and I were on the air. We were on with Wisconsin's Afternoon News late in the 5 o'clock hour and already starting to fill up.
There is much more foot traffic on the floor right now.
But we do see in the upper levels where we are, I mean, they're starting to fill in. We got a little ways yet, and it's starting to trickle in.
Yeah, this would be about 40 minutes from tip-off at a Bucks game. That's kind of what I'm seeing in the upper level.
Yes.
I love that line. He's about right, huh?
So there were two state delegations on the floor at that moment that you could identify even without the stanchions, right? Even without the thing that says Idaho, you knew that these two states were represented by these groups. How did you know?
Yeah, I can tell you one of them was Texas because they wore the, the hats all week, and they were waving them around all the time, on and off.
And they waved them all night, Thursday night. And the other group was Wisconsin. Yeah, they had the foam cheese heads on. And at times, they'd kind of disappear. I think sometimes those things get a little hot and heavy to wear. People take them off for
I got
a bit.
The impression, too, that some were, like, not sure. Like, okay, I get it, the cheese head, but also, like, Really?
It's a little tired.
The cheesehead? Yeah, right.
Hmm. In the 7 o'clock hour, a check on the room.
So I would say we are middle of the first quarter when some of the people in the BMO Club have not yet made it out from getting their beer.
Yeah.
And they sit in the really nice seats, right? But the upper level's full. Like, we're ready to rock. It's already tipped off, and the game is probably first time out. Giannis probably making his first break.
Yeah, so a couple hours away yet from the president speaking, and you could tell that place was buzzing and ready for it. Okay, so as for the speech.
With faith and devotion, I proudly accept your nomination for President of the United States. Thank you.
The president started by talking about unity, being a president for everyone. He went into detail about the shooting that left his ear injured. It was bandaged again on Thursday night.
If the events of last Saturday make anything clear, that every single moment we have on Earth is a gift from God.
It really resonated with many of the delegates.
I think it was very difficult for him to relive it, and he said it was going to be the only time he talks about it. So that was very poignant.
Yeah, he did mention that this is the only time he's going to bring up the assassination.
Impossible.
Attempt. Yeah, it's hard to believe.
Every interview, so he's got to do some one-on-ones here down the road, and you would think for the exposure, he's going to be asked about it. He'll be telling that story by 4 this afternoon, right? The next time he's sitting down with somebody.
So that was the first act. Right. So it started with this softer, somber-like tone, and it was very compelling. I mean, there are pictures of the incident behind him when it was happening, and he talks through this. He honored the retired fire chief who lost his life, who was standing behind the president with his family on that rally day in Pennsylvania. But then really just kind of turned into a campaign speech. It had all the same rhetoric and different things that you've always heard from the former president. He did mention President Biden's name. I heard the name Biden twice, and that was a big talking point early on. Well, he's not going to mention Biden's name. Well, he did actually bring it up. He also mentioned Wisconsin a couple of times.
And by the way, Wisconsin, we are spending over $250 million here creating jobs and other economic development all over the place. So I hope you will remember this in November and give us your vote. I am trying to buy your vote. I'll be honest about that.
It was a joke. It was meant to be funny. People were laughing when he said it. So the speech would last 90 minutes. The longest acceptance speech of all time.
Since his previous.
Yes, one of his early
ones. One of his earlier ones.
And I could see the teleprompter from my vantage point. So I was there for it, got to cover it, and sat next to ABC's Stephen Portnoy as we covered the speech together.
Yeah, how do you like it?
Yeah, he hardly paid attention to me. Actually, no, we chatted. Very, very nice guy. But I could see the teleprompter from my vantage point, and occasionally it would just stop. And he would go on, and you could tell, okay, now he's ad-libbing, he's doing his thing, and then you'd kind of wait and see when he's going to start up again, and it did drag. There is a moment there. You talk about how much of a showman the former president can be. This is one of those moments. You're a little surprised at how long he went, knowing that could be a shortened speech probably, and everyone would have been fine with it. But finally, the balloon drop did occur.
Here on the floor of Pfizer Forum, I can seize the cheeseheads waving from the Wisconsin delegation, red, white, and blue balloons at their feet. An address that lasted an hour and a half. The former president in a red tie and dark blue suit. One Wisconsin delegate telling me a couple of minutes ago it was a long speech, but it was a speech full of things that needed to be said. Pfizer Forum, the floor in the bowl, absolutely rocking right now.
It's John Mercure there from the afternoon show. Former president and his new running mate, J.D. Vance, will now head to Grand Rapids, Michigan tomorrow, provided they got off the ground. Who knows? Maybe they're part of that glitch. I'm kidding. They were gone. As far as the White House goes, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and others now telling that Kamala Harris, the vice president, will be in Milwaukee on Tuesday, which is interesting because there's a lot happening right now with the president and what some Democrats are calling for. What will happen on Tuesday? Could we have more history made in Milwaukee next week?
That's an interesting thought. I teased you about it, but Eric Big Plans Bilstead followed through. I give you a lot of credit for choosing to be there and for working through the night. Eric slept here last night.
He did.
Not much sleep, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, I tried to sleep.
Eric closed his eyes for several hours here overnight, so pretty cool. Worth it?
Yeah, it was definitely worth it to be able to cover
power
something
through
like that.
And just be in the room, mm-hmm. in the room where it happened?
Bucket list item to be able to cover a convention like that. Covering a Super Bowl, a World Series, other big events, Ryder Cup, you know, some of the larger events. An Olympics, that's still on my bucket list. To cover something like that would be really amazing.
You know, I had this thought as well. Folks have asked me, you know, about covering it and whatever. And, you know, great to be in there to see all those things. Would the best events to cover for us in what we do for the morning show? Golf. You mentioned Ryder Cup. Like, that stuff is done by 5, 6 p.m., you know? That's when the night shift people are like, I'm doing a live shot. There's nobody here. It's pitch black out.
Yep,
like, for us, we're on the opposite of that. So, got the Women's U.S. Open next year at Arrow
Hills.
Here
we go.
So, there. We'll have to be out there
Road
for
trip.
That. 8:34 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Where I'm at, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the most patriotic American badass on earth.
Eight 8:42 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Seems like things have loosened up a little bit at Milwaukee Mitchell International Airport. It's not our fault in Milwaukee, but we're feeling the impact. A global IT outage causing a global ground stop for several major airlines, and we have tens of thousands of people trying to get out of town today, so couldn't have hit it a worse time for us here locally.
United, American, Delta all had global ground stops that also affected other airlines as well. This global IT outage also hitting other industries, banks, shops, truck stops. We know a couple of speedways here even locally have been hit by that. So Microsoft says the issue has been fixed, but the problems are persisting a little bit. We did hear from Harold Messer. He's the communications director at Milwaukee Mitchell. He spoke during a news conference earlier this morning.
We've been preparing for the last year plus for large crowds coming through the airport because this is the busiest departure day probably of the whole year at this airport. So there's plenty of staff on hand, and that's helping to work through some of this. But until those systems, the airline systems, are brought back online, there's going to be delays.
It just couldn't have been more unfortunate is all. Right. And lines were out the door this morning.
They're going to run out of booze. Like all those people with nowhere to go. They've already checked out of their hotels.
And not just delegates, but even all the security. Don't forget how many security personnel we had in town. Thousands.
Yeah, not even necessarily professional law enforcement. Other security detail. Like
yes.
Folks hired private security to watch their equipment that was downtown. Yep. All of those things. Yeah, a lot of folks trying to get home. Imagine, too, if you're one of these people who like slept for 2 hours last night. Well, for you for example. But right, all you want to do is get on that plane, go to sleep, roll up on your bed. You're thinking, I'm home by noon today, probably, I'm just going
to
take a nap.
Yeah, unload for the rest of the day. No.
Step out of your Uber with your little suitcase.
What
is this?
Line of people, yep.
In terms of when we get our downtown back, it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Driving in this morning in the middle of the night, there were crews out overnight. I'm talking like fence guy, barrier guy, rental truck guy, loading up, trying to get everything out of the way so the streets could open back up.
So those giant fences, you saw them being removed?
Not the hard perimeter. I did not see work on that just yet, but in some of these security checkpoints for the vehicles, much of that apparatus was already out of the way. So if you do have business downtown today, you want to come back, you want to go to a restaurant or something like by tonight,
it should be fine.
Should be good. Now, there are some folks still in town as well. Some of the networks kept their anchors here overnight and into this morning to do the wrap-up on RNC, but we'll get them out of here later today, all right?
And Peggy Williams-Smith says everything should be cleared. She told us about, 15 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago, everything should be cleared by end of day today.
Yep, and then right into Harley-Davidson next week, homecoming. Here we go. 8:45 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Feel like I haven't needed this as badly as ever. We need it right now. All week long, we talk about what goes into the show. Some things make it, some things don't. So we assign Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers. This is the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
Well, let me tell you something, brother. When I came here tonight, there was so much energy in this room. I felt maybe I was in Madison Square Garden getting ready to win another world title.
Uncle Sam on a hoverboard. A guy dressed in full Joker regalia.
Saw him.
Hulk Hogan, Russell Brand, and a pudgy fat bulldog getting his own mini leather chair on stage at Pfizer Forum. Yes, those are just a few of the things that actually happened during the RNC here in Milwaukee for the past 4 days. So how was everyone's RNC experience? Good? Tired? A little bit?
A little bit.
Good. All right. So we got work done, though. Everyone did a very fantastic job. But in the spirit of this, what, Eric? You all right?
No, we're good. Okay.
In the spirit of this segment, there might be things that you may have missed. And in true Pancake Breakfast special fashion, you are going to have to decide if these things actually happened or not to someone on the radio staff. Now, if you were listening to our Decision Wisconsin coverage on WTMJ, presented by Pasternak and Zergabel, you may already have a leg up on this. So we'll see how you do. We'll start here. Everyone who made their way in the soft security zone had to go through a security checkpoint. If you did not go through the checkpoint, Vince Vitrano, can you please explain what you had to do to go through said checkpoint?
Yeah, I mean, the car by car. Took about 4 to 5 minutes per car. They opened everything up, opened the hood, looked in the back, all of that stuff. Windows down.
Did this happen or not? A WTMJ staffer got licked by the security dog.
I think that's true. I think I'm heard the story.
That is true. Do you have a guess who it was?
It was Johnny Merck.
It was Johnny Merck. Hear him telling the story.
And suddenly, I'm sitting in the driver's seat, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I feel a dog jump into the back, and I look up, and I wasn't expecting the dog to be in my vehicle, and I just look forward because I don't want to cause any problems. And suddenly I feel either a wet nose or a tongue licking my right elbow, and I turn around, and it's the dog, a German Shepherd, and he's licking my elbow.
Oh, lucky.
How did that even
has to know John's a dog guy.
Yeah, messed up.
I'm glad it wasn't your car, Vitrano.
You imagine?
I'd have had a grabber.
The best part of the story, by the way, this was day one of the RNC, so it was a good place to start, but that wasn't even the end of his journey.
Then, as the dog stops licking my elbow, I hear a big crashing sound. I look in the rearview mirror, and the car behind me has smashed into the barricade that they use to separate vehicles while they're screening them. I looked once more in the rearview mirror, and there were cops, like 50 of them, Secret Service, FBI, Homeland Security, swarming this vehicle. I could no longer even see the vehicle. It was like a swarm of bees on a hive. Don't know what happened to that guy.
Again, day one of the RNC for John Mercure.
Don't know what happened to that guy.
All right, coming up next. Did a WTMJ teammate get a fake business card from a delegate? A fake business card from a delegate.
That has the ring of truthiness about it.
Little bit truth, right? It did happen. It did happen. You're right. Who got a fake business card? Of course, it was Jessica Tye.
I was talking with one of Laura Trump's people, and the man was super friendly. He said, here, take my card. You're on my radar. Shoot me an email.
Okay, pretty standard, right? It's kind of how it goes. Right, everyone's running around trying to get interviews. So she knows she's on the air. She's in the middle of her show. She's sending an email to this delegate to interview Laura Trump. She takes a closer look at the card.
I looked at the card to send an email, and the font was so tiny, so ridiculously tiny and so tight, and it was just like a bunch of letters and some numbers and yada yada yada.
So like meant to throw people off, right? Like don't here, oh yeah, go ahead, take my car, but then you look at it closely, it's hard to, you know, actually read. So she did try to send the card in. She tried to send an email in the middle of the show.
Well, at some point during the show, I checked my email, nothing. And then I happened to turn the card over, and on the back of it, it says, please do not contact me.
What?
Wow.
So it actually has business cards that they're handing out that says, please do not contact me.
It's a no from me, dog.
Fantastic. So the best part, too, is she found the guy, so she calls him out.
We saw the guy later. He said it's a legit card, but he ran out of the other one, so he was sending that out. He said he does get the emails, but couldn't make it work. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You decide if it was fake or not.
Nah, busted. You got busted and called out,
fake
dude.
To me.
You don't want to do it, don't do it.
Just, I love this.
Please do not contact me.
Like, all right, thank you. All right, finally.
I need some of those cards.
Did someone drive through a vehicle checkpoint with marijuana in their car? Did it happen to someone here? Yes or no?
God, I hope not.
I'm going to say yes, I guess, just because.
I'm going to say, you know, you're not bringing that up.
Almost.
What?
Let me explain.
Almost.
Instead of guessing who this employee is, I promised them I'd hide their identity when they agreed to tell me this story. So this is also day one of the convention. They're driving into work.
You have to open the hood of your car. You have to open the back of your car. They were going to have dogs out there. And that that's what kind of the sirens went off a little bit in the head.
The sirens went off if they were going to be dogs.
Yeah.
Now, it was a belief, right, that these dogs were mainly searching for explosives, right? Something that could be harmful, something that poses a threat. Not necessarily those other things. So they tapped another employee for help.
Driving down, heard about the dogs, called a teammate of mine, said, hey, what are these dogs searching for? Do we have to make sure our cars are, you know, completely spotless? If you know what I mean? Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, that wink, wink indicated that the car was not spotless. So what do? Made the call. What did these two do?
Him and I made the responsible decision to both stop on our drives downtown, pull off at a local gas station, somewhere with a trash receptacle, and just clean out whatever, you know, edibles or whatever things would have been in the car.
Nice. Are you going to tell us who it was?
No. Nah.
I feel like I can figure it out.
I'll tell you off the air. Absolutely. Okay. Especially if you can figure it out. But I will not tell you.
I've got a short list.
I don't think it's anyone on the air. I'll give that warning to anyone who's hoping it's Mercury. It's not.
If it was Mercury, he would, you know, we would actually ask ourselves.
He'd have told the story on the air.
Don't know what happened to that guy.
So there it is, one full RNC in the books. Congratulations, everybody. We made it to Friday, and even you made it through the security checkpoint safely.
Let me get you the forecast quick, sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Nice one ahead today. Afternoon clouds. Bit warmer than we had last couple of days. High of 79 degrees. Skies clear out tonight. Low down to 64. And the weekend looks great with temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s. Just a chance on Sunday of some showers. Been an amazing historic week here in Milwaukee. Maybe you vote red, maybe you don't. But a lot of cool things happened in our city over the last week, and it was an honor to bring those stories to you. Eric, props to you, man. I didn't think you were going to make it. Eric, big plans, Bilstead delivered.
And the day's not over yet. Uh-oh.
Stayed for the thing last night, slept here in the studio. Outstanding commitment. Thanks to everybody. Greg Pancake Hill producing the program, keeping us on the air. 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. Political Power Hour with WTMJ's Steve Scafidi up next.